Good evening, this is How Much Is the Doggy? And this is an AboveTopSecret.com members podcast. Well, it's been a while, but I'm back. And I'm here tonight to have a chat with you about some of the thoughts I've been having recently. It seems, sadly, that my time here in Japan has come to an end, and in about a month's time, I'm going to be off back a little bit closer to home to start a new job. So I've been reflecting quite a lot recently on my time here in Japan, what it's meant to me. I've been here a long time. 7 years is a long time. Japan has changed a lot in that time. Hell, the world itself has changed beyond recognition in that time also. But I have a lot to thank Japan for. It has been a big part of my life. It's where I've met a lot of wonderful people and had a lot of very, very good experiences. Especially deepened my knowledge of martial arts and having met people who I can truly apply the word sensei to. The other thing I have to thank Japan for is turning me onto thinking a bit more about what goes on in the world. Now, I was always interested in the paranormal and whatnot from an early age, and I had some very interesting experiences during my college years where I came to realize that the world was much bigger and more wonderful than I could have possibly imagined, and there were more things on heaven and earth than dreamt in the philosophy of man, to paraphrase Shakespeare. There was more to life than, you know, just getting a job, buying stuff, going out at the weekends, getting stupid drunk, supporting some soccer team because everyone else was doing it, and zombifying myself in front of a TV. I began to realize that there was more to life than that. And it was in that frame of mind that the job offer for Japan came up, and I decided to take it, and I'm glad I did. Now, when I came to Japan first, and the initial excitement of being in a strange new culture and eating with chopsticks and taking my shoes off and all that malarkey had passed, I began to realize that there was something smelly going on, and it just, you know, something wasn't right in this country. And the few times that I've gone home, and I realized it wasn't just Japan, it was elsewhere as well. Because the things I saw quite obviously in Japan, I realized that they were more subtly there in Western society as well, only we didn't see them, we couldn't see them because they were more insidious and more subtle than they were in Japan. Now, I'm not saying that Japanese people are stupid or more gullible or anything like that. Far from it. It's just that I think they are farther down a path that I think we all are on in the Western world. And that's how I became interested in looking into how things are controlled in the background by and manipulated, and how the media manipulates people's opinions. So I have to thank Japan for that. Well, what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about a homogeneous society whose only goal in life is to be part of the herd, is to be in the group. I mean, the worst punishment you can give to any Japanese person is to reject them, exile them from the group. That is, people commit suicide if they're rejected, if they're exiled out of the group. It's a big shock to the system because they're conditioned from birth to be part of a group and to get on and play nice with everybody, more or less. And then when you combine this with the fear that gets whipped up on the television, and you have a mass of people who will just jump on command and react in exact way that those who control from behind the scenes want them to. You know, you're talking about sheep. You see, where there are sheep, there are always shepherds. And don't get me wrong now, I don't hate Japan. I mean, I love it as a second home. It's one of the hardest decisions I've ever made, to leave here. But on reflection, I realized that I could never raise children here. There was no way. I mean, when the kids are very, very young, they're mad. they're great fun. I have great crack with them. But then they're fed in one side of the sausage machine known as an education system here, and they pop out the other side, either one of two things: good little consumer robots, are broken beyond repair, destined for the rubbish bin, just swept under the carpet. They don't even bother dealing with them, just sweep, forget about them. Now, you might argue that it's the same wherever you go, the school systems, but I put it to you, you'd be hard pressed to find it so insidiously in place as it is here in Japan. I mean, the conditioning they go through from a very, very early age is relentless. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop in school, it doesn't stop when they get to college, and then when they get into companies, it gets even worse. And it's constantly drummed into their heads and filtered through their peers. And it's the classic what David Icke says about how humans have managed to outsheep the sheep. And I think nowhere is this more prevalent than in Japan. Now, I have a lot of little things to talk about in the next few podcasts, and I've decided to keep these podcasts into nice little bite-sized pieces. So, I welcome your comments. I invite you to ask any questions you might have. And stay tuned. Part 1 will be coming up very, very soon. Good night.